Welcome to our closer examination of Flowers in the Wet Season, a vibrant artwork by Gwyneth Blitner. As we delve into this visual analysis, I encourage you to keep an eye out for how various elements come together to create a cohesive painting. Let's start with an observation of the piece without delving too deeply into its interpretation just yet. What struck you immediately when you first saw the painting? As we closely examine the artwork, we notice its lively components. The canvas is awash in color, alive with an energetic display of flowers bursting forth. You'll see a complexity and richness that invites you to look closer. Now, let's break down some of the primary elements of art present here. Focusing on lines, we find both curved and straight types intermingling to create a sense of rhythm. The wavy lines suggest the natural flow of the landscape, perhaps mimicking how flowers sway in the wind or how rivers meander through the land. Do you feel how these lines guide your eye? They create pathways that lead you from one area of the painting to another, giving you a sense of exploration. Next, let's identify the shapes that populate this artwork. There are a variety of organic shapes, which seem to reference the natural elements of flowers and foliage. These shapes appear to dance across the canvas, creating a sense of playfulness and spontaneity. The arrangement of these shapes is noteworthy as well. They often overlap, creating clusters that invite us to study each grouping more closely. Have you ever noticed how such arrangements can affect the way we perceive a garden? Now let's turn our attention to color. The color palette is bold, featuring rich reds, bright yellows, deep greens, and soothing blues. Dominant colors create a striking contrast, evoking emotions that range from joy to serenity. For example, the vibrant yellows may evoke feelings of happiness and warmth, while the deeper greens could remind you of the stability and tranquility found in nature. Consider how these colors might interact with one another. Are they complementary or analogous? The way they coexist creates a lively atmosphere that resonates meaning. Texture is another crucial element. As you gaze at the painting, you might notice an interplay of visual textures. While the paint appears smooth in some areas, the use of layering, such as the dot-like patterns, adds depth and dimension. This texture not only enhances the visual appeal, but also invites you to touch, to engage your senses. Imagine how the surface might feel if you could reach out to it. Would it be bumpy or soft? As we reflect on space, take note of how positive and negative spaces are balanced throughout the composition. The areas filled with flowers are rich and dense, while other regions remain more open and subdued. This contrast creates a sense of breathing room, allowing your eyes to rest while still feeling engaged. The overlapping of shapes also contributes to this dynamic, enriching the experience of viewing the painting. Now, let's consider the principles of design that emerge from our examination. Balance is key in this piece. While the layout is predominantly asymmetrical, it feels harmonious overall. The flowers are scattered, but their varied groupings maintain a sense of equilibrium without feeling chaotic. How does this balance contribute to your experience? Harmony is another principle that stands out. The consistent use of colors and shapes across the piece creates a unity that resonates with the viewer. You might find that the recurring themes of nature serve to weave together the entire composition. This unity enhances the emotional depth of the piece. Contrast is present as well, particularly in the vibrancy of the colors against one another. The interplay of light and dark and bold versus soft tones creates visual interest. For instance, consider how the vibrant reds pop against the softer greens. This contrast might draw your attention to specific flowers while also highlighting the lushness of the surrounding vegetation. Now, let's examine emphasis in the artwork. The center of the painting, filled with larger shapes and more intense colors, draws your eye. You might feel naturally compelled to focus here before you notice the surrounding details. This focal point is crucial, guiding your understanding of the piece and inviting deeper observation. Movement within the painting is another significant aspect. The arrangement of the elements naturally leads your eye around the canvas. You might notice a rhythm as your gaze flows from the prominent flowers at the center to the more subdued edges. This movement not only engages you but evokes an exploration of the entire scene. Finally, let's address scale and proportion. Some shapes are exaggerated, capturing attention, while others recede into the background. This interplay creates a sense of depth, prompting you to contemplate your own position in relation to the flowers. How does this scaling affect your perception of the painting? To integrate these elements and principles, think about how they interact to convey meaning. The colors evoke specific emotions, while the shapes and lines combine to form a lively celebration of nature. The painting communicates not merely a visual feast, but a connection to cultural narratives and traditions. In conclusion, Flowers in the Wet Season invites us to engage deeply with the beauty and complexity of both the artwork and the stories it represents. As we piece together the elements of art and principles of design, we see that Gwyneth Blitner's work not only captivates the eye but also encourages reflection on the cultural and natural world around us. The vibrant colors, fluid lines, and organic shapes create an experience that is as much about the emotional resonance of the piece as it is about its visual aesthetics. The overall impact of this artwork lies in how the combination of these elements and principles aligns to reveal the artist's intent. It serves as a vibrant reminder of the interconnectedness of life, culture, and the environment, encouraging viewers to contemplate their own relationship to nature and the stories that shape our understanding of the world.